Okay, so how should we approach bhakti? Should we critically evaluate it or believe and practice it? It doesn't have to be those two extremes only. We can both critically evaluate as well as practice as a test case. I'll give an example for this. When we go to a doctor, if we are sick and say we are in a new place. Now, when we go to a doctor, even if the doctor is the best doctor in the world, if we go tell the doctor, doctor, I don't have faith in you. So you prescribe this medicine. I don't have the faith to take this medicine. First you cure me, then I'll have the faith. Then I'll take the medicine. The best doctor in the world cannot do that. So what normally when we go to a doctor, what do? We maybe look from, nowadays we maybe look for some reviews on Google, or maybe have some references from some friends. And we go to the doctor and we hear their diagnosis. You have pain in the stomach. And the doctor says that we have to do surgery to cut off your leg. What? This doesn't make sense. So when we go to a doctor, we evaluate the diagnosis with our intellect. Does it make sense? But at the same time, to evaluate the diagnosis, we don't go to medical college to get a medical degree. Isn't it? With the intelligence that we have, we evaluate it. Does it make sense? And then, if it makes basic sense, then we take the medicine. Then we decide, okay, I'll take this medicine for maybe if I've got stomach upset. Next 3 days, doctor says 3 days, you'll feel better. Actually, I'm feeling better. If I feel better, yeah, it's a good doctor. So it's reasonable faith. See, normally we think of either skepticism or blind faith. No, either I have to be skeptical and reject everything, or I have to put blind faith. There can be these are two extremes if you have a pendulum. One extreme is skepticism, the other extreme is blind faith. The balanced is reasonable faith. Reasonable faith means, just when we go to a doctor, we use our intelligence to evaluate whether what they say makes sense. And then we use our experience to evaluate whether what they say works. So reasonable faith is sensible and verifiable. And the Bhagavad Gita calls for this kind of reasonable faith. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Vimrishaita dasheshena yathechasitta kuru. Krishna doesn't say, I am God, you have to obey me. He says, I have given you this message, now deliberate on it with your intelligence. And then do as you desire. Do as you desire. Yatha ichchasitta kuru. So we definitely need to use our intelligence, because there are so many spiritual paths. So, which may be not actually spiritual or semi-spiritual. So many people are telling so many things. If we don't use our intelligence, we'll be naive and we can be exploited. But at the same time, if we become too critical, then it is like I don't take the treatment of any doctor just because I don't have faith. I have to take a leap of faith at some time or the other. So we use our intelligence to analyze, get basic questions answered, and then we try it out. And if it works, we continue it. If it doesn't work, then we move on to something else. So it's just reasonable faith is sensible and verifiable. Okay? Thank you. Any other